This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the final edition of WHL This Week for the season. We'll get right to it and get the latest in the quest for the Ed Chynoff Cup as the Portland Winterhawks and Edmonton Oil Kings are putting on quite the show in their series. Big news out of the Rose City this week with the signing of blue-chip prospect defenseman Seth Jones. He'll be our guest.
He'll gain the blue line. Here's Mark Pesek. That's scores! Mark Pesek! Mark Pesek has scored with 55.2 to go. It's 4-3 Edmonton.
And with that goal from Captain Mark Pesek, the Edmonton Oil Kings went up 3-2 in the WHL Championship Series, setting up a Game 6 in Portland. Oil Kings head coach Derek Laxdal after a thrilling Game 5 at Rexall.
What can you say about that finish? You know, we took a 3-2 lead into the third period, and they tied it up, and we kind of had a great penalty kill there when Michael St. Croix took a delay of game penalty, and then obviously from that point on, it's basically an overtime game.
Mark Pesek described the game winner.
I just sort of got to the middle to try to get a better shooting angle. I was just going to throw it on net, and I think I was probably expecting a hard shot, and I sort of fooled him with a little knuckle puck, I think. Just getting anything on net, like Coach said, is pretty much overtime game where you got to get everything on net.
The Winterhawks, though, seemed unfazed. Captain William Wren.
I'm so confident in our team. We always bounce back. We got a great group of guys, so we'll be ready to go in Game 6.
Portland head coach and GM Mike Johnston.
We feel confident in the series, and we feel like we're playing well enough to have won those last two games. So certainly coming home, we have a big advantage. If you look at our record, we won 31 out of 36 games at home this year. We feel very confident at home. We'll have a little bit of an advantage at home with some matchups, which is always critical. And then you take it to a Game 7, and anything can happen.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Well, big news earlier this week is the Portland Winterhawks announced the signing of Seth Jones, one of the top American-born players heading into the 2013 NHL entry draft. Seth joins us on the phone from Detroit. Seth, first of all, why Portland? Talk about the advantage you think you'll have next season with the Winterhawks.
I chose Portland mainly because they have a great organization. They're very respected. They have a great coaching staff. You know, Mike Johnston is there. A lot of experience there. Travis Green, the assistant coach. We play a pro schedule. Obviously, this is one of the main advantages why I chose the WHL and the Portland Winterhawks. 7-2 games, not including the playoffs, which I hope we go far next year. Just the development off the ice. I talked to the coaches a little bit. They work out almost every single day they don't play. Two of the main reasons right there.
Now, you went to Portland, went for a bit of a visit. What impressed you about the city and the area?
Everything. It's a great city. It's pretty small community. It's more of a small town feel. Especially the facilities there too. They play half their home games at the Rose Garden. They're redoing all the rink and the locker rooms and stuff like that. It's everything about it. It obviously rains a lot out here, but it's fine with me.
Your style of play is conducive to the way Portland plays as well. Talk about your style for those that haven't seen you play and what you bring to the table there for the Hawks next year.
I think I'm a very up-tempo defenseman. I can, I move the puck very well out of the defensive zone. A very good skater, I think. I have a lot of poise with the puck. As people call it, hockey sense. I understand the game and I can make things happen on the offensive side of things too, defense first, but if I see a time and a place to jump in the play, I can do that too.
Now, you're not eligible until the 2013 NHL entry draft. Do you think Portland gives you that best advantage to develop? You look at their long list of recent first-round picks that they've produced mm-hmm. here over the last couple of years.
I do. I really do believe that. Like I said, they develop kids off the ice as well. With the pro schedule. So, like I said, we work out, we do hour workouts almost every day as a team. And, obviously get up, go to school, and do stuff like that too. But, and obviously the pro schedule is huge too to get ready to play in the pros.
And your new team, the Portland Winterhawks, in the midst of a WHL Championship Series, the real dogfight there with the Edmonton Oil Kings. How much are you paying attention to what's going on right now?
I am a lot. I lost an OT. I thought it was a tough one. But, I'm on the website every night, looking, checking, stats and scores, and I'll definitely be watching online.
All right, well, great stuff. I know that an exciting summer for you ahead, leading into the fall season there with the Portland Winterhawks. Seth, thanks for your time here on WHL This Week.
Thank you very much.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League.
Down the left side, Nugent Hopkins in over the Bronco line. The shot scores!
The WHL believes that success off the ice is just as important as success on the ice. Each season, the WHL awards close to 300 scholarships to graduate players, a total of 4,300 scholarships since 1993. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison.
We believe our scholarship program is the most comprehensive available in North America. Not only do we take care of the players' education through high school and preparing them for post-secondary education, but we offer the flexibility of the scholarship program that allows the players to determine whether they want to pursue university or a trade school or any form of post-secondary institution, which we fully support through the WHL scholarship program.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now.
One of the other WHL award winners was graduating 20-year-old Taylor Voss of the Swift Current Broncos, claiming the Doug Wickenheiser Memorial Trophy for Humanitarian Player of the Year. We spoke in Calgary.
Taylor, what a way to close off your four-year WHL career.
Yeah, it was a perfect finish. We just had a good positive finish. I think we didn't make the playoffs, but I think we built a strong team atmosphere. And for myself to win this award is a real huge honor, and especially to be able to go down to Texas and show that I can play at that level. And it's going to be tough making some decisions here. I've got some decisions with pro and school, but it's good to have options.
You were a real integral part of the Broncos and what they did with a lot of things off the ice, a jersey design to honor the four Broncos who passed away back in 1986, and a whole lot of other things that you don't usually associate a WHL player with.
Yeah, I'm a guy that believes in giving back to the community, and they're the ones that are coming out to support you. And when you can go out there and just show that you care and show that they mean a lot to you, I think that's important. And for Swift Current itself, I've had a lot of success and a lot of just great memories there. So it's just a good finish to be able to get this award and just. Be honored for the work I've done, and I don't necessarily do it for the accolades, but it's nice to get them, and just really happy to be a Bronco for life.
Taylor, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And that will do it, the final episode of the season for WHL This Week Radio Edition. And a special thanks to all the WHL broadcasters from across the league for their help every week in putting this show together. Thanks, guys. Good luck to Edmonton and Portland as they continue the WHL Championship Series, fighting for that berth in the Memorial Cup later on this month in Shawinigan. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.